now that we have our machine learning model built within Azure ML, now it is time to start setting it up as a web service. This is one of my favorite features about Azure ML because this process is very simple and it's very easy to do, and you end up with a highly scalable REST API that will call into your machine learning model. So all you need to do here at the bottom, you click on set up web service and you go to predictive web service. And you create your predictive web service. It takes a couple of seconds for this to run. It moves some of the modules around and it's creating us a new tab at the top. You'll notice at the very top, we now have a predictive experiment tab at the top. There's a couple of things I'm going to change within this predictive experiment to make it just a little bit easier for us to work with. I'm now going to go into the select columns and data set, because now in our predictions, we no longer need to bring in the price, because most of the time we won't know the price. That's what we're trying to predict. So this will specify what our API needs to accept as input, and we only need to send in the square footage. We don't need to send in a price because we're trying to predict a price. So I'm going to click on select columns. I'm going to go to my launch column selector over on the right, and I'm going to click on price, and I'm going to move it over to the left, essentially not select it, and then hit the green checkbox at the bottom. The other thing I need to do is I'm going to move the web service input instead of connecting to select columns and data set. I'm going to click on that and delete it. I'm going to connect web service input. I'm going to connect it all the way down to our score model. So I'll move that over just a little bit there. A little bit easier to see. Now, once I've done that, I'm going to run it. So this will run it just to make sure everything still is working correctly. And after it comes back, then the next step is to actually deploy it. And we'll wait a few seconds and you'll see that we have some green checkboxes and it has successfully completed running the predictive experiment. Now we can deploy it as a web service. There's nicely a deploy web service button at the bottom. We are going to deploy it to the new web service, and we're going to try that out and see some of the features that are available there. It is a little bit different than the classic traditional way to do it. So this is a new feature that is out in preview. I chose to demo it here because it works pretty slick for our experiment that we're going to be doing, and it gives everybody the opportunity to see some of the new features coming along with Azure ML. So let's click on deploy that as a web service, and you'll notice it brings up a separate screen. It opens a new tab in your web browser, and you now have a screen. You can specify what you want your web service name to be. I'm just going to leave it at that as the default web service name there. And you get to select a pricing plan. If you don't see the pricing plan that you want to use, you can go to create a new one. And we can give it Ryan ADF AML Demo. And I'll choose the standard pricing here. And I will click deploy on that, and it will create a new plan for me. You can use the free plan. You're only allowed one free plan per account though. So I just chose to create a standard one that I can use here to deploy our model to. And you'll notice it didn't take too long to do that. It opens up a new screen for us. And this is the new interface for your deployed web service APIs. What you can see here is there's a number of things. You can see some links across the top. There's a quick start, which is what we're currently looking at. There's a dashboard. There is a batch request log. that tracks how many batch requests have occurred. And there's some configuration options available. There's also the consume tab. We will need that one and we will come back to it in just a little bit. There's also the test section that allows you to test your API. I'm going to click on that and you'll see it nicely brings up a screen that provides the input we have specified, which is square foot of living. And we can specify how much would a 1,000 foot house, square foot house, how much would we expect to pay for that, or would we expect to price that? You click the button and it goes out and it hits that API and it returns you a value. And so in this case, it predicts you would want a good price for that would be $233,563. So it came up with a recommendation for a price that you should set for that house. And this is one of the great things about the web interface, because this test screen is automatically built for you based on what your input is. You didn't have to do any special configuration to get this screen up and running. It just automatically created it for you. The last bit of information in here I wanted to show you is the consume portion. This will be important because this contains your primary keys and your secondary keys and your URLs that you will need. So you will need some of this information here when we go to actually connect this to Azure Data Factory. Another thing that's on the bottom here, sample code is automatically included. So you're provided with C# sample code, Python, Python 3, and R code, so that you can call your machine learning model in any one of those languages that you want. You can also call it from any other language that supports REST-based web calls, but there's only four languages that are provided with sample code right off the beginning there. But that's just a brief overview of how you deploy something as a web service API, and this took you through just a very brief introduction to the new dashboard that is available for Azure ML. And the next video, we will get into how do you actually build an Azure Data Factory to actually call in to the web service API that we just created.